Teaching 12. Story about devotion. Once upon a time, there was a great and famous guru who had many disciples. Students came from all over to study with him, and they would stay for months or years, and then leave to practice in caves or become teachers themselves. However, this teacher had one student who never seemed to make any progress. He always sat at the front and gazed attentively and devotedly at the teacher. He heard every teaching. He heard it again and again, but he seemed to understand nothing. After many years, the teacher decided he could not help him and asked him to leave. However, the disciple exhibited such despair and hopelessness at the thought of leaving that the guru decided to try one last practice. He gave his student a recitation mala made of large rudraksha beads and told him that he must go into a strict closed retreat. He was only to do one simple practice, which was to recite the mantra which said, "Hung, all hail the horn on my head." Years passed and many new students came and people stopped talking of the student who was in retreat. The guru was getting old and suddenly became very sick. Doctors were called. They tried many medicines, but nothing helped. His close students tried many practices, but these made no difference. It was clear that the guru was going to die. A message was sent out to all his students that they should gather to see the teacher for one last time. Someone remembered the student in his isolated cave and sent him a message. When he heard of his teacher's condition, he ran as fast as he could over the high mountain passes. He looked crazy when he arrived, his tattered clothes falling about him. He had wild eyes, a long beard, and a mountain of tangled hair piled up on top of his head. When he came in front of his teacher, he made many rapid full-length prostrations, and as he did this, his hair unfurled and fell about him, revealing a huge horn that had grown on the top of his head. When he bowed in front of his teacher touched the horn, and immediately the teacher's health started to return. Devotion is the heart of practice.